The meter maid unit began on 8 May 1961 with 10 meter maids and a sergeant. Prior to that, the traffic enforcement unit of the Baltimore Police Departments enforced parking meter violations. Baltimore saw its first parking meters in 1955. They were installed on North Avenue, where after just 48 days the meters had made a profit of over $29,000. In 1958, $29,000 would have been the equivalent to just under $300,000 in 2020. Blue Hand, The Badge of Meter Maids, Baltimore Sun Newspaper, 26 May 1963, reported by James Wachey. Just because she's pretty, just because she looks sharp in her fitted coat, culottes, and high heels, don't think you can sweet-talk her out of the parking ticket that she is about to stick under your car's wiper blade. No, sir, with a meter maid, it's strictly business, strictly emphasized. If there is a violation, they are to write and issue the citation. Pleading is futile. Spotting a meter with its red flag up, Mrs. Kurtz effortlessly maneuvered her white compact patrol car into a nearby space. She grabbed her summons book and marched to the illegally parked car. First, she compared its license number with the numbers on her list of stolen cars, called a hot sheet. If it had been listed as stolen, she would have radioed police headquarters and not tagged the car. She also checked if the front and rear tags matched. Writing the summons took only a minute, sliding it under the wiper blade, a second. She was about to leave when the owner of the car appeared, "Ma'am." He said, "Yes, sir? I was just this minute coming out to put another nickel in the meter. It just ran out, could you? You should watch your time more closely, sir," Mrs. Kurtz admonished him, smiling, "but it is just a second really though, sir, you should pay better attention to your time." Mrs. Kurtz had turned and was returning to her car. With her she was carrying the crumpled carbon paper she had torn from between the summons sheets. A carbon blue hand is the badge of an efficient meter maid. In her car, she stuffed the carbon into a litter bag she carries specifically for that purpose and drove off. It had been a simple routine process, it might not have been. "The majority of people are nice," Mrs. Kurtz said. "Sometimes, however, a meter maid will meet a driver who is anything but nice. Such a driver, man or woman, can be anything from slightly rude to downright obstreperous. Hardly ever, though, are they actually violent." Sparks bitterness. Probably more momentary bitterness results from a parking summons than from any other type violation, says the sergeant. When a person robs a bank, he knows he is guilty of a crime, but with a parking meter violated, it's just a matter of forgetting a nickel, or "I was just leaving," or "I've been unloading," or "the meter is broken." Oh, we've heard them all. Meter maids are trained to handle any type of personality they might encounter. They're instructed to be courteous, considerate, and reasonable but firm, Sergeant Wooden says. This works quite well with the average motorist, but if a person becomes nasty, a meter maid will simply get into her patrol car and drive away, leaving the angry offender to cool off, and to further contemplate the summons, which she doesn't take with her when she leaves. Meter maids do not have the power to arrest. They have only the authority to tag parking violators. They never go into a house, says Sergeant Wooden, obviously. They're unarmed, so as soon as they get in they could be in trouble. They've no way of telling what is on the other side of a door. In such a situation, that is, if someone approaches or calls a meter maid for help, she may only ask what the nature of the trouble is, then relay the information to the police dispatcher. He will then send the required assistance. Aid in accidents. A meter maid may, however, assist in a traffic accident. First, she radios the dispatcher and, if a victim needs first aid, she applies it. She also may direct traffic, if necessary, until a policeman arrives. First aid is one of many subjects meter maids study thoroughly during their two-week course at the police academy. They are also given an orientation program to familiarize them with the structure of the police department and with the functions of its numerous sections. They receive instructions from judges on courtroom procedures, as sometimes they have to testify in the traffic court. They are taught to use their car radios, and they are put through a driver training program. They also take courses in the care and maintenance of their assigned patrol cars. Each meter maid is assigned a car. Every morning after they receive their assignments from Sergeant Wooden, they march from the briefing room to the parking lot. There they get a final review of their orders, and they conduct an equipment check. Call box key, L-shaped aluminum chalk holder with which to mark tires of vehicles in time zones, summons books, and stolen auto hot sheets. They look at the tires of their cars, no. They don't kick them. They examine the finish of the car, and if it is scratched, scarred, or dented, they tell their sergeant. They even lift the car's hoods and check, albeit gingerly, the oil and water. On a signal from Sergeant Wooden, they start their cars and drive out to begin their patrols of Baltimore's 8,400 parking meters. Rookie training. Usually, the meter maids travel singly. Periodically, however, they ride in pairs. This is one, during their 3-day field training period which follows the classroom work at the academy. For these 3 days, the novice, or rookie, ride with one of the senior maids. "We don't call them the old maids," warns their instructor, Lieutenant James B. Mills. The senior meter maid drives the first round of the day's post, then she lets the rookie take the wheel in the summons book. Riding with Mrs. Kurtz, who has been with the program since it began in May of 1961, was Mrs. Angela M. Cheney. Like Mrs. Kurtz, Mrs. Cheney is the mother of 17 of the city's 20 meter maids are married, and, like Mrs. Kurtz, she has a genuine enthusiasm for her unusual job. Before she became a meter maid, Mrs. Cheney was a demonstrator of kitchenware, but, she says, "I wanted to do a job that means something." The first day. Mrs. Kurtz also is dedicated to the job because of its social significance, but she was originally attracted to it as it was something novel and exciting. Mrs. Kurtz says that 3 of their friends tried out for the position with the then experimental group. Among them, it was like a contest, a challenge, she says. "I would have died if I hadn't made it." But she did make it, as did her friends. Lieutenant Mills remembers the first day of the operation, the day the original 10-meter maids first went out after months of preliminary hassling over things like official designation. They are called parking meter special police women, legal authority for the establishment of the force, and the type of costume, someone kept insisting on slacks. The first day they went out, it was one of those all-day rains typical of May, the lieutenant recalls. "When they returned that evening, their hair was all soaked and I thought, well, we'll see no more of them. But I was wrong. The next day they were all back." In its first 2 years, the program has been quite successful. In 1 month, 22 working days of 8 hours, each meter maid dispenses between 600 to 700 tickets, according to Sergeant Wooden. Last year, the meter maids issued 68,515 summons. The burden shouldered by the patrolman has thus been immeasurably lightened by the ladies in blue. On straight salary, if a meter maid tags a car, the owner stands to pay a fine of $2.50, or $5.50, depending on the location of the vehicle's violation. And, if it is tagged while parked by the stadium during an event, the penalty is $10.50. The meter maids do not collect coins from the meters. That is the function of a special collection agency. They work from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. weekdays and from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Their schedule is rotated to permit them 1 day a week off in addition to Sunday. Contrary to what some people think that have been ticketed, meter maids are not paid on a sort of 25-cent per summons incentive basis. They earn a straight salary, which starts at $3,492 and increases over a 6-year period to $4,404. Uniforms are furnished by the department, but each maid must buy her own shirt, tie, and shoes. They are forbidden to wear flats, regulations, says Sergeant Wooden, officially. "They don't look as good," adds Admin Lieutenant Mills. Use little makeup. Meter maids must be between 21 and 30 years old. They have to be over 5'2", but can't top 6 feet. They may wear makeup if it is sparingly applied. No green eyeshadow, Lieutenant Mills says. Hairdos may be individualistic, but sensible. It would be difficult, obviously, to attempt to enforce the law while wearing one's visored police cap perched atop a high, sculptured coiffure. Meter maids differ from regular police in that they wear uniforms. At the time, policewomen were always in plain clothes. Meter maids also could not carry weapons, and lack the powers of arrest. This differs from crossing guards, on the other hand, by being full-time employees of the police department, and by being actual enforcement agents. Started as a pilot project, according to Lieutenant Mills, the meter maids, now beginning their 3rd year with double their original women power, seem to be well on their way to group permanence. "We have been successful with it so far," Lieutenant Mills said.